east of the sun and west of the moon. We'll build a dream house of love there, near to the sun in the day, nearer the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way there, living on love in a pale moonlight. Just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon. Just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon.
Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I'm telling you now, like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Won't you come on home?
Oh, won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Oh, won't you come back home? I'm crazy about you, can't do without you. Oh, won't you come on home? Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Hey everybody, this is Monica wrapping up today's fill-in for Mona. We just heard Benny Spellman with Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette. Should mention Blossom Deary in the background with Surrey with the Fringe on top. Something new by Nikki Haslam, his great take on East of the Sun. Super Pitcher in there with Eve Papoose and the Oracle Sisters gave us Franz Uli Donitz with Cave Dance, Dionne Warwick, The April Fools on the Scepter label, Jill Scott, new from Jill Scott, Me Four, Cassandra Wilson with a beautiful interpolation of Miles Davis's Blue and Green called Sky and Sea. Weekend gave us Nostalgia, Al Green with a great one, My God is Real. Peter Wolf with an amazing assist by Mick Jagger on Nothing But the Wheel, heard that one on Todd Afonik's show about a year ago when he interviewed Peter Wolf, and thank you, Mr. C. The song was originally recorded by Patti Loveless. Josh Turner with Your Man. The Ink Spots gave us I Had a Dream, and Gabby Hartman at the top with a new one called Celinda, La Vie aux Yeux du Ciel. Right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU. I'm signing off. Alan's up next. Don't go anywhere. Hope to see you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Much appreciated.
If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, Axe Allen. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. Axe Allen.
Yes.
I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pie, Michelle. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. I'm
stylin'. Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'. Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do. It'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go Axe Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is Eagle Talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go Axe Allen. Yes, you know, the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just Axe Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's Eagle Talent.
Eagle Talent. Yeah.
Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Thank you. All right. Let's get to it, baby. As Mr. Bang says. Oh. My name is Alan. I always, every time I have this Belock Three Curd Monty baseball hat on, it bangs the mic. Now it's on the floor. The phone lines are open. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. Almost any topic. Let's get the phones going early. It's nice when they just start bumping away at 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Where's my notes? I'm nothing without my notes. Fun day of radio here. If you were tuned in earlier, I got to fill in for Jessica, which was awesome. It was pretty last minute, so I got to do my favorite thing, which is be here at night at the library in a studio, pulling records and piecing sets together. It's like that and hanging out with Tico is my favorite thing to do. If you go to WFMU.org playlist and comments, you can chat it up with the other listeners who are, whoa, that break in that Weenstrumental freaks me out. Folks out there ready to give better advice than me, so get out there on the playlist and comments board if you're able to. I've been using the same picture all day. I found a picture that I had not previously seen of Tico from his old adoption site when he was 4 months old. And when I saw that picture, it came like that's a picture I had never seen of him. And I saw it last night for the first time. It was like, oh my God. Yeah, he's the best. See him in a bit. So, yeah. Pets. I've been looking. I even applied for a second dog yesterday, and I didn't hear back, which right now is a little bit of a relief, even though I know I'm going to have to soon. But it looked like the perfect dog for Tico because his best friend is moving soon, and we're going to need. Tico's a dog's dog. He likes having dogs around. So we're going to need more dog company. But maybe you are thinking about getting a pet or another pet, and you want to, but you're afraid of the commitments and the effect it might have on you and or the pet. That's a good thing to talk about. Oh man, the phones are ringing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Alan, it's Chin.
Hey, Chin, our own Anima Monday.
That's right. It is I.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, almost. Anima Mundi.
Anima Mundi. Mundi.
Mundi.
Right. Chin,
it's
our own...
Latin. Yeah, sorry.
So, I saw you earlier in the day, and you were seeking advice, but I was not having it, because I said there's a time and a place.
You said save it for the radio.
That's right. So, are you seeking advice? Our great Chin.
Boy, I need some advice. I've got a big, strange day because I am going on a date, and this is the first date I have been on since 1998.
Wow. why is that?
Well, I've been in a relationship and married for a long time, and that has recently changed, and this is the first time I'm getting out there to see what is see what's what, and I feel nervous is not the right word. I mean, I'm not nervous because I don't have any agenda, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm not looking, like, it's very early. This is like a testing the waters kind of date. Like, I'm not hoping for anything specific, but I feel, I guess the advice I'm looking for is, like, I'm just trying to figure out how to be. Like, it's been so long, I don't know how to be on a date. Like, what kind of mode I should be striving for on this date.
So when you say you haven't been on a date, you've been on dates with your wife. You've been in a romantic relationship for a really long time. You haven't been absent from interacting with in a romantic way.
No, but I've not gone out with a person who I don't know for the first time.
Right. Yeah.
More than 30 years.
I am not downplaying that by any means. I get it. That is that's big. So where are you going?
We're going to get a drink.
Okay.
In Queens. And I guess my agenda is, I do hope it's more than just a drink. I hope it's more than just, like, one drink, and it's like, okay, cool, thanks, nice to meet you. You know, not that I'm looking for, it would be nice to maybe go get a bite to eat, maybe even go dancing before the night is over. I mean, just, you know, I'd like something to come of it. I'd like some, you know, sort of events to occur.
Right, but this being the first date, you're not looking for a big night of dancing and date and dinner, and like, you're not looking for, are you looking for a magic evening on your first date?
No, I just want it to be enjoyable.
Okay.
For both of us.
Okay. How did you meet?
We actually met through the radio station.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
As is common around these parts, I've heard.
I wouldn't know. So, so you're going out for a drink, and the conversation was had by phone, by text?
Text, mostly, so far. Well, the planning for the date and the hey, let's go have a drink conversation took place over text, which I'm not very good at, because I'm kind of an old dad, and in fact, she kind of made a joke, a good-natured joke in the text, like, you text like a dad, which is true. I mean, I am one, and I do text like a dad. But, the explicit plan is that let's have a drink and then see how we feel and what we're in the mood to do.
Okay. And that sounds fair. Are you driving into Queens?
Yes.
Right. And driving into Queens is no small venture.
No.
Right? Yeah.
But I go into the city all the time.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I would imagine that the person on the other side understands that you're probably driving an hour from Jersey City just to land at a bar and you're going to hang out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're hoping that it's just not weird and uncomfortable.
I would be happy if it's just a pleasant evening and it's not awkward. I mean, that's honestly what I'm worried about, because, you know, I think, of course, I've been on dates and I've been in a relationship for a long time. I feel reasonably self-confident that I can hang out with people, but I don't, it makes me feel, you know what it makes me feel? It makes me feel really young and awkward, even though I'm 48 years old, because it's like the last time I did something like this was an entirely different part of my life, and it's making me feel kind of, you know, young and inexperienced, even though I'm not.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable, exactly.
Yeah. And so I think in these situations, I mean, it's kind of a cliche to say this to guys, but it's when you're sort of a little bit nervous, and that I think the instinct is often to talk too much. And a DJ at the radio station once told me, don't ever be the loudest person in the room.
I know who said that.
Yeah, I know you do. And so I think being okay with small, quiet moments is important, and not feeling like you have to have a quick response. Settle, you know, just chill. And if you're feeling anxious, I think the only thing I have is be okay with just being quiet and still for moments in time.
That's very good advice, and that's what I want, because I can sense myself wanting to try to perform, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like quippy and like you say, like have a smart alecky jibe for every conversation point and like be like on. I don't want to be like really on because I like what's the point? So that's really good advice. Be comfortable, sit back. I'm just gonna. That's really good advice. And ask questions.
Yeah, and listen to the
find
answers.
Out about her. Yeah,
and listen to the answers.
Yeah,
like actually listen to them.
Yeah.
But and it's easy to say be yourself because what does that actually mean when you're like in these sort of transitional times in life when you might be trying to sort of figure that out all new again, right? But just being a decent human being and a, you know, being just not being, having any bad agenda and just trying to meet somebody and two people meeting each other and figuring out what they're all about.
This has been a very centering conversation, Alan. Thank you.
All right. Don't drink too much.
Yeah, no, I won't.
That's, I think, the number one piece of advice is don't get drunk.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan.
You got it. Good luck. Please
appreciate
keep me posted
you.
On this one.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Wow. Our own Chin calling in. And I didn't, and I'm a poet and didn't know it. Yeah. It's that time of the year. The flowers are blooming. Layers are coming off. And people are going on dates. Not I, said the fly. Well, we'll see. We're working on it. Relationship advice. It's a, maybe you're looking to start something new, like Chin. And you, a little afraid to step into the water. Why not call somebody and ask somebody who has not stepped into the water? In a while. Not for any particular reason. So this is Ask Alan. Give a call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Phone lines are open. I had a feeling it's nice out today. People are out and about. I've been up all night. And I had to clear my throat. So I shut the mic like a pro. And so I'm kind of low on physical energy, so it'd be great if the calls just roll on in this evening at 201-209-9368. Oh, I know what I got. So finally, the Ask Alan answering machine has been getting some play. Let's see what's going on there. Hold on, please. Managia la guita mort. Let's see.
Hi, Alan. This is Kayla B. from Peoria, Illinois. Sorry I had to cut that short earlier. My puppy was barking. She's 8 years old, but she's still a puppy. So, I'm wondering if you have any advice as to how I can shift the paradigm and stigma of death. I work at a funeral home, and anytime that I talk about what I do, because I really love my job and I get to help people, even though I'm just admin, not just, but even though I'm admin, anytime that I talk about what I do with my friends, they just kind of shut down and it hurts my heart. Like, they all have really cool jobs, like carpenters, bakers, teachers, sewists, and I don't know. Everybody has to die. We all do. And it's not like I'm creating the death. I serve more for the living than I do the dead. And it would just be nice if I had an opinion or some advice as to how we can change this because everybody's going to do it. Everybody's going to die. And that's okay, but we can celebrate it and we can treat everyone with dignity and respect. And that's what I'm here for. I just want to know how maybe I can make things better for both sides. I mean, I don't have to worry about the dead people. That's not really my part. It's just the living people and the people that are still living that aren't thinking about that. Yeah. Oof. I probably sound crazy. I swear I'm not crazy. Anyway, I love WFMU, love everyone, and please, I'm so sorry that I sound crazy. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, that was Kayla from Peoria, Illinois. What do you think, people? All right, so I have an issue with this. Is when I don't talk to somebody on the phone directly, it's a little bit harder to hash out a situation. But also, I'm always a little... So, yeah. Regardless, that... So, a couple people on the comments board said something similarly. First thing that came to my mind is... I think it's a really interesting career, people who work for funeral parlors. I know a few, and I have known a few. And I think it's not cool for your friends to shut down and not want to talk about it because, like you've said repeatedly, the only constant absolute in life is that we're all going to end up somewhere like that or some process of somebody helping us go on to, you know, onward. So my initial reaction is, who are your friends? What are these conversations like? So it would be easier if we could talk. So if you're listening, give a call, 201-209-9368, because I would like to hear what these conversations with your friends are like, but if other people on the comments board have any thoughts about Kayla's situation, give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open, and we are taking calls. Thanks to Jessica today for, yeah, hooking me up with that fill-in. That was fun. Fun. So maybe you are, so Kayla, I mean, like I said, your friend's reaction seems, if these are good friends, it seems not cool. So I don't really know what to say unless we have more of an interaction about your friends. Short answer is, talk to your friends and be like, what's up? Why is this going down like this? My job's pretty freaking important. So have the face-to-face, have the conversations. That's all I could say, knowing what I heard. Hope that helps a little. Hey, spring is often a time for people to move or relocate. Maybe you're thinking about relocating. I was talking to a DJ today who is hoping to relocate, but is having a hard time finding a place in the ballpark that he's looking for. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Alan, this is Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's going on, Matt?
I am repairing some drywall and listening to WFM.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not that much fun, though. I'm really dirty. Anyway, so my first thought about Kayla's predicament was like yours. Like,
what's up with your friends? Why, you know, why are they not into who you are as a person? But then as I listen to her passion, which is palpable, it's a little much. And I don't mean to bash Kayla and her passion for her job. I think that's awesome. But sometimes, you ever have that, like, spiritual friend who always wants to, like, cram, like, this is this topic I know a lot about? Or, you know, the mathematician or something. And I wondered if her friends are maybe pulling back a little bit and being like, let's not get her started on how awesome this funeral parlor is.
Yeah, but the passion that I heard from her wasn't about people. It was more about her friends rejecting her, not about her passion for it. Sounds like she can't even talk about it without them not. It sounds like her friends don't want to talk about it. And we don't know. And again, this goes back to me being a little uncomfortable giving any kind of advice without being able to converse more, other than I'm not looking to. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling what you're saying on this, because we don't know. First of all, if that's what's happening, it sounds, based on what she said, it's just that they turn off because of the nature of her job, because death and bodies and stuff like that often freak people out.
Is she getting into details about death and bodies and stuff like that, or is she talking about their family? I mean, obviously we don't know, but she's talking about how their families react, and that's also kind of an uncomfortable topic. I'm not sure that's cocktail talk just everywhere. But if she's having, like, any time she brings it up, like it's her and her girlfriend chit-chatting in the car or whatever, they should be able to hang with that. I mean, I agree 100%.
Yeah, you should be able to talk to your friends about their job, whatever the hell it is. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I wasn't getting a sense of her being pushing her job priorities on anybody other than they're rejecting them, and she was trying to help them understand was what I was getting out of it.
Okay, let me give you a real world example here. Not everybody's super hip on investment bankers. I happen to know a lot of, like, super banking type folks. I myself am not. I'm quite the opposite. And I understand that, like, when I drop some names, like, people are like, oh my God, like, disgusting capitalist, da 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 da. But these are my friends, and so I hang out with them. I have a good time. When they start chitting about the inner workings of high finance, man, I just zone the hell out. I don't know nothing about it. And that,
yeah, but zoning out is interesting. Zoning, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit different, because often, and I don't know, I have friends who are in finance too, and when they chit chat about it, they're not talking about how much they love it. They're just talking about their jobs and, like, what they do. And usually they're kind of, like, critical of it. Yours the same?
No, the opposite. Oh, these people are very successful and enjoy it, and are very much involved in the palace intrigue, you know, who's doing what behind, like, it would never make a newspaper sort of internal workings. Yeah. So when they start chit-chatting, it's about both technical banking stuff and interpersonal connections.
All right. Like, I get it. I get your point. I think it's two different animals, and I think the problem that she was, like, professing is different than what you're talking about.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks, dude. Peace. 201-209-9368. What the hell? What am I doing? Who am I to be doing this? It's so ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. Me giving advice. So this dude was out there doing some sheetrock, which is something I actually can give advice on. DIY projects. Maybe you got to reglaze your crappy bathtub. I did that. It'll last about like 10 years before you got to do it again. But hey, 10 years. You'll probably be old by the time that thing starts peeling away. So stuff like that, spring brings out, the urge to do projects, make your yard cleaner, make your porch more welcoming, yada, 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 make your little balcony space something that you want to, work on. So maybe that's something you're thinking about. Give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Was there another, hold on, there might have been another answering machine call. Un momento.
Hi, this is Jesse from calling from New York City. I'm calling because my family is lying about their summer travel plan so that they don't have to invite
me. Oh, wait.
And I don't know whether or not I should rat them out to her.
I think we already talked to Jesse last week. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Courtney in West Milford.
Hello, Courtney in West Milford. How you doing?
I'm doing great. One comment for that last caller. I actually worked in a funeral home administratively. That person could be in any office. It doesn't matter. You're not, you know, putting any preservative into a body. You're not, you know what I mean? You might just be at a visitation or have whatever responsibilities, but I really question what type of friend she has or what kind of relationship they have.
So so expand on your point. Are you saying that the fact that she could be in any administrative job and it wouldn't have to be funeral policy, she seemed to be really valuing what she was doing working in this industry, particularly that helps people, you know, move on to the next stratosphere. I don't know. I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, a difficult situation when anybody passes. The funeral directors kind of handled that mostly where I worked. I guess maybe she's more involved.
Yeah, so are you saying, is it, because I'm hearing two different things for you. Are you saying she's overreacting or her friends aren't cool?
No, I think her friends might not be cool if she's just doing like administrative type work and she's obviously very empathetic.
Right.
Like, who is going to fault somebody for that? And why can't they just listen to, you know, she's going to go on and on about, maybe she goes on and on about how difficult this was or,
right,
you know, and it's a downer for them.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. There's different ways to look at it. But like you said, you know, it would be good to have follow-up questions.
Yeah. I think it's a little hard one because, yeah, I don't know. I definitely would want to talk to her more about these relationships, these friend relationships.
Yeah. That seems to be more of the
issue.
The crux of it.
Yeah. What's your name again?
Courtney.
West Milford. Cool. New Jersey.
Yep.
Right on.
Yep. And I was actually listening last week when you said it was okay to put seeds in the ground.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Why?
Because they'll start to germinate, and then we still might get a frost. So yeah. if you're going to start something like the peppers that guy, I have a degree in horticulture, by the way. If you're going to start peppers, they require a lot of heat, so mm-hmm. he'll have better germination if he starts them inside.
Okay.
Number one. Their peppers are difficult. But certain things like maybe radish or arugula, like anything that's kind of more cold tolerant, that possibly could be planted in the outside now.
That's true. But I think you're right. Dark leafy greens could go in the ground now and they'll be fine in our area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I probably would start peppers inside. Thanks. You're right.
Sorry.
It's all right. No, thanks. That's what it's all about.
I'm staring at mine right now and they're barely popping out. But yes, my cukes are good. My tomatoes are good. We're going here. I'm ready for it.
You started them all inside?
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the tip.
Anyway, enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Have all a right. good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she was right. You know, it's a little maybe. I still think it's okay to, they're going to take a while to pop. You can put a little hay over them. But there's no sense because we're not going to get that high heat for a while to put those high heat plants. Fair enough. We're halfway through Ask Alan. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Put the needle on the record coming up at 7 p.m. It's a quieter day around the radio station. Some folks were sick. There were some fill-ins. Felt a little bit like a holiday. It wasn't as much traffic around. don't know why. It's not some weird holiday that I don't know about, is it? I don't think so. So give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368, with taking the calls. If you want to get on the Ask Alan email list, I send out an email every week. Shoot me an email at Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. And if you want to hit up that that answering machine, 973-352-7908. Should I get another dog? I kind of feel like I have to. Tico's going to need another dog, but it's hard. I'll talk about it in a little bit as to why.
Alan, A-L-A-N.
Oh, shut off your radio. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lulu and Sylvie.
Hey, Lulu, what's going on? Lulu and who?
Sylvie.
Sylvie, what's going on, Sylvie?
Just chilling in the car.
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
So we're on our way to a party, and Lulu, she has to eat like a bland diet because she has to take a breath test tomorrow.
Not a breathalyzer.
Yeah, not a breathalyzer, a breath test.
What's the breath test for? Make sure you don't have bad breath?
I'm not quite sure what it's...
What do you mean you gotta take a store. What do you mean you gotta take a breath test?
It's like a
know.
So it's like a special test that my wife wants her to take that kind of detects what your gut biome is doing to see what's going on in there.
Oh wow.
Like, you know, digestive issues.
Okay.
Oh. And they could do this just from a breath? Just from a breath.
Well, these can breathe like all day long into this tube.
Oh.
For like a couple hours. See how it changes based on what's there, and I guess whatever comes out in your breath kind of gives you an indication of what the biome has going on.
Whoa, that's pretty fascinating. I never knew about this test.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. This test tomorrow, and she's supposed to eat only bland food.
Uh-huh.
We're about to go to a party, and they're gonna have like a bunch of food, and she's really hungry because she hasn't eaten in a while. Do you think that she should
eat with rice and yogurt? That's it.
Okay.
And she's really hungry because she only had lunch, and it was like a while ago. And so do you think that she should bypass her diet and have the food at the party?
Well, all right. So the people administering the test, I'm assuming, have some kind of medical background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And did they give you a sort of paper that says these are the things you should eat before you take this test?
Okay, well, she's only supposed to have chicken, rice, and water, but she had yogurt and rice.
Yeah, but all right. Okay. And it didn't say eat yogurt or rice. It said rice, but not yogurt. And
yeah.
And it's tomorrow, the test?
Yeah, and the party is like right now. Like, we're on our way to it.
And who's that in the car? Your dad?
Actually, yeah, it's her dad. But it started 6 minutes ago. We're supposed to be there at 6:30, and we're going to get there at 7.
And this is her best friend?
Yeah.
And you want her... What do you want her to do? You want her to eat the good stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? What's so important about eating the good stuff?
If I don't, I'm going to get cranky.
Yeah, she gets... Okay, because she's sleeping over tonight. And she does this thing where she, like, wants to, like in the middle of the night, she gets, like, super hungry. And if we don't get food, she gets super cranky. And so, like, I don't know. I want her to, like... not get super cranky and like mad.
Yeah, but why don't you just have like, I mean, the test is tomorrow. You got to do this one night. I mean, if you want, your dad's probably saying, Jesus, I'm paying my insurance. I got to pay a deductible and all of this. So for one night, have a little tin of like chicken. And if you're going to go through this test, if you're going to do it.
But Alan, what you don't see is that she hates rice.
Like I ate it today and I felt like I was going to throw up.
From rice?
Yeah, she hates rice.
What do you want to eat? Captain Crunch?
What do you want to eat? You said Captain Crunch.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you can't have Captain... Listen, I don't know. I think your dad's probably the one who's probably... What's your dad? But Dad, what do you
I'm
say about...
Hear me, Alan. There's steam coming out of my ears right now. And it's not about the deductible. It's about we've been waiting for like 6 weeks to get this appointment, and this is the first I'm hearing that she's thinking of breaking it, and that she's already had yogurt.
And
the mom said yes,
and listen, do you have stomach issues? Is that why you're taking this test?
Yeah,
she Bebo.
She has what?
Bebo.
What's that?
What is it? It's like where like she like it's like this like condition where like she like throws up her food or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're not well, but it
sounds. She feels nauseous. She doesn't throw it up. She's not like bulimic. She just gets nauseous.
I think you're too much info, according to Lulu. So it sounds like you listen. You got to do this for a night. It's a night. Come on, Lulu.
I'm not built like that.
Also, we're literally going to a party. Like, come on, live a little.
I can't go back on that on this one. If you think this test is important and you don't like having stomach issues, and you want to at least give this test a shot. You have to at least do tonight. And are you the kind of person when you eat bad food, then you get a stomach ache tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think tonight you got to eat some boiled chicken in a tin and just deal with it. And if you get hungry, just eat a little chicken, man. Come on.
Party, she doesn't have her tin of chicken.
Well, but this is the deal it's gonna make. Why don't we? We'll stop somewhere and we'll buy you some snacks that you can eat.
There's nothing that I can't eat.
You can eat rice.
And I can throw up.
Chicken.
Too.
You can eat chicken. You could go to even a fast food restaurant and just say, give me a piece of chicken and chop it up and, you know, just get some chicken.
Isn't that chicken nuggets with skin peeled off?
Not chicken nuggets. Listen, Lulu, I'm sorry. I understand you want to go to a party and eat all the crappy food, but it's one night that you got to just tomorrow. You got to go and deal with this.
Thank you too.
What? I'm sorry. Good luck, and I hope that the test goes well and that you're able to get better. I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're on the radio.
Hi, my name is Pete.
Yeah, hi Pete. Where you at? Where you calling from?
Ithaca, New York.
Where Ithaca? Oh, okay. What's going on? Don't curse. Well, you don't curse, do you?
My piano has like it's an electric piano, and like the black keys, like, you know, like their keys are just so big to hit. They're too hard to hit.
I don't know what that kid said. I don't know. Did he make some kind of racist joke or something? I don't even understand what was going on there. Sorry if I missed something. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. I feel like I like the grumpy old grown up telling Lulu not to eat the Captain Crunch. What are you gonna do? You're going for a test tomorrow. I mean, I guess if you're going for a test tomorrow, you probably shouldn't be going to a party tonight, but I don't know. This is why. I don't have kids. I don't know how to navigate these situations. It's hard. I know you got to make a lot of compromises with kids, but not when you got a test tomorrow. Come on. Whoa, what the hell's this? Somebody left their gauze here. 201-209. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Bandit.
Hi, Bandit. What's going on?
I have some advice for the previous prank caller.
Uh-huh.
If they're going to make a prank call, make it a good one.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't know, ask if the refrigerator is running. Prince Albert in a can. Come on, the classics.
Yeah, I couldn't even, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what happened there.
Don't laugh at your own joke. You got to commit.
He was so all over the place. I was expecting curses and horrible. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
I think it was starting to go into the racist angle, but I was just like, oh, man.
Maybe it wasn't, but Pete just got on the comments board and said, sorry, I couldn't get it right. But, Pete, I'm not sure where that was going, so maybe not tonight. So
you got to work on your material, dude.
Yeah, practice. Rehearse first.
All right. Love your show, Alan.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can I give you advice?
What's your name?
Elisa.
Where are you calling from?
Asbury.
You know, the rule number one of advice giving is don't give advice unless you're asked for it.
Okay, well, I'm going to
give it to me anyway.
Oh, so don't touch that gauze.
Ah, too late. But then you know what I did? Friction. Friction. They say that you get rid of germs with the friction is just as good as soap and water. I'm just rubbing it on my pants. Now I'm rubbing
it. I have heard that.
Because I'm like, ew. All right. Yeah, so thank you. But I noted and dealt with.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
You're very good at work. Oh.
What?
Hello?
No, I'm very good at work.
I do want advice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So you're very good at advice, and I noticed that you don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, I try not to jump to conclusions.
How do you do that?
It's an hour show, and you got to kill time. So it's just ask a lot of questions. So, you know, just to make sure you keep people on the phone for a while. So you just, this show's about the listeners, not about my ability to do anything. I'm not good at this. It's about giving people the opportunity to air their things they're concerned about.
Are you like this off the air?
It depends on who you ask, I suppose.
but it's hard to just not jump to conclusions.
Yeah, I mean, when you deal with people on a regular basis, it's a lot easier to jump to conclusions. When you're talking to strangers, it's easier to not jump to conclusions, I think. Because when you get to know people, you make assumptions about them based on their patterns. Right?
Right.
And I don't
know. Yeah, you get to know somebody, so you expect repeat behavior, right? Okay.
Yeah,
but if
these people,
stranger,
I don't know.
You don't have anything to expect.
So I'm trying to find out about them. So it's just asking. All I do is ask questions. That's it. Nothing. There's nothing here. There's no trick to this.
It's hard to come up with a question, though, sometimes.
I don't know. I mean, you're just trying to uncover the details of what's going on in their situation. Maybe it is. I don't know. That's it. Wait, did you need advice? What was it?
That was the advice.
What was it?
I was asking how do you not jump to conclusions?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's an hour show. I have to. Got to kill time.
That's good. I'll try to treat my interactions like an hour-long radio show.
Just listen to people. That's all. You know?
Yeah. That's all good.
All right.
It is all about listening and curiosity. Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Menage la guita morte. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Poor Lulu wants to eat the bad snacks. Come on. One night. And then her friend is the devil on her shoulder. Eat the bad stuff, Lulu. Her best friend. Come on. It's my best friend, Johnny Salami. He's always telling me to drink the beer. Drink more. Try not to drink. 201-209-9368. Whoop. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, hi, Al. Listen, I was wondering,
Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm wondering,
mm-hmm.
You know the movie Annie Hall, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, you should see it. Do you know the scene with the brother, Wayne Hall? And all that's happening is Woody Allen's walking down the hall in their house, and he says, and the brother says, excuse me, Al Alvin, he said, can I ask you a question? You're from New York. You're sophisticated. I just wonder if you could tell me the significance. I'm having this dream. So Woody Allen stops in the doorway. And Christopher Walken proceeds to tell the story about having this dream or this, that he's driving down the highway and he sees oncoming traffic and he turns into it and he dies into a fireball. Anyway, Woody Allen is like, you know, the idea like I play, he's just standing there nodding. Do you remember the scene?
Vaguely. I remember.
Okay, because it's funny, because here this, the Wayne Hall is like consulting him, thinking, oh, you're sophisticated in New York, you can give me a dream interpretation. And Woody Allen is just listening and nodding his head, and when he's done, Woody Allen just says, excuse me, I'm due back on Earth. And he walks away.
Are you saying that's what I do?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, because I was thinking about that other caller who's, you know, who's like the friend, the friend who's talking about working at a funeral home, you're like, you want to get out of the situation. Like, excuse me, I'm due back on Earth. Like, way of, can we move on to another topic, you know?
That's not what I did. But thank you. That's the first time I've ever been compared to Woody Allen.
Woody Allen, Annie Hall. It's the best film. Everything's in that movie. It's got animation. It's got split screen. It's got everything.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter.
Take care.
Bye. Peter never wants advice. Peter doesn't call for advice. Peter don't need advice. 201-209-9368. Got about 10 minutes to go. You could still get your advice here on Axe Allen. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? Sorry.
What's your name? You sound like you might curse.
What?
Don't curse.
No, I'm not going to curse.
Yeah, everybody says it.
Yeah. All right, I'm calling from Long Island.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely going to curse.
No. All right, it's a weed problem, and it's not a problem smoking it. It's that I have a lot of old weed, and we're talking like 2 years old, 3 years old, jars. And I don't really want to throw it out because I grew it and I'm really proud of it, but it still works, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the freezer?
That's my problem. What's that?
Is it in the freezer?
No, it's in glass jars with, rubber seals.
Room temperature?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably real dry now.
Yeah.
Real, like real, real dry.
Yeah.
It's still fine to, my friends who are stoners, which are most of them, that's an opportunity to not have to go to a dealer or a dispensary for a long time, and they would just keep making it work, just keep making it work. Do you smoke it, or you just share it? What are you doing?
Just once in a while. No, it's a little too old. That's the thing, is I don't want to share it because it's so old and kind of...
If you're sharing it for free...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean you don't want to sell it?
No. I'm embarrassed. So I used to give it to my daughter, and she would take it with her friends to college, and they'd smoke up.
Okay.
But now I don't want to do that because it's embarrassing, because it kind of smells like, I don't know, old broccoli.
You don't want to be giving away, like, nasty-ass weed.
Yeah, that would be embarrassed because...
You got standards.
Yeah, I don't want to compost it because that would feel wrong. So.
No.
I don't know. Maybe I can just let it sit there.
Why don't you double boil it and make a... Why don't you come up with like a science product and make a tincture out of it?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have a recipe, but I don't think it's... I don't think it's anything real crazy. You could definitely do that. I think you got to do some sort of cooking or you need a science project for it.
Yeah.
To turn it into,
that might
turn it into something
out.
Else. Yeah, it'll take the stank out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have time to go, like, help you look online, but just look it up.
No, I can look it up for sure.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Science project.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, word. Bye.
Peace.
Hi, you're on the radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Max from Portland.
Max from Portland?
Yes.
What's up, Max? What's going on?
Do you have any advice about quitting... smoking cigarettes. I'm not. I've tried several times throughout my life. Tried again recently and failed. Want to know if you had any advice?
Wait, would you say tried again recently and failed? It sounded like you said my wife.
Tried to quit.
Okay, you tried again recently and failed. And what have you tried?
This latest time, I tried using one of the vapes. Stopped smoking the cigarettes. It was just on that vape, and then the idea, I don't like it particularly, so I was gonna get used to that and then taper that down and it'd be done. And I would go a couple days and then buy a pack and smoke the whole thing, and then go a couple days without it and then just stop.
What do you love about it? Smoking.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like my whole adult life has been organized around it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's physical addiction, right? Like you just kind of, when do you turn to it? Like when you're like, when you're off it and you thought you quit, what happened when you decided to not quit? When you changed, when you fell off the wagon, so to speak.
I mean, boredom, I suppose. I mean, stress in general. I've been out of work, so I've just been kind of home all day.
Yeah.
And it's not like, what did that kill? 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes every hour.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've just broken up my days with that. And I find it difficult to not have pauses in between.
The Handy Haversack on the comments board says use Chantix. Is that how you say it? I don't know much about this. I try to guilt my friends into quitting smoking. I say terrible things to them and tell them how disgusting they are and stuff. So I'm like the worst. Like whenever I see my friends in my yard smoking, I call them like horrible names and tell them I'm going to have to like go to their funerals and watch them turn like orange and stuff. It hasn't worked.
I mean, my wife doesn't care. God bless her. I mean, it doesn't. I don't get any pushback. Not that that would help. I don't think that would be helpful if I got pushback, particularly. But the Chantix freaked me out. I read the like side effects of it. It just seemed, I don't know.
You want to quit? You want to quit real bad though?
I do. I mean, when I start, when I like start embark on whatever the quitting path, I hate it. I'm good. And then it just kind of, I don't know, kind of crumbles over.
Yeah.
Everyday life. And
I know people who did it every day for years and years and years and years, and then they went cold. I know people who've cold turkeyed it. I know that that's rare, but they were just, sometimes you hit a wall and you're just done and you never want to do it again, and you don't, and you don't think that that's possible, but it does happen. My best friend Johnny Salami did it with tea tree oil toothpicks when he was a big time smoker, and now still to this day he always obsessively has those tea tree oil toothpicks with him, but he would never smoke a cigarette again. So he did it. So maybe find some other oral fixation that's not harmful, or it's something that every time you reach for your cigarette, maybe that's a first step, like reaching for a toothpick, a minty toothpick. And then at least you got something to turn to other than the cigarette. And if that doesn't work, at least you got one barrier. I don't know. I know people who've done that. Try that.
I like giving you. Thank you.
All right, I don't know if that's going to help you, but that's the best I could do. I hope you quit smoking. It sucks.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hi, you're on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom in Austin.
Hi, Tom in Austin. What's going on? How can I help you? We got about 3 minutes.
I got a DIY project question for you.
A DIY project. All right, hurry up because we're low on time.
Okay, so I have this material. I've glued together like 5 layers of cardboard, and it wants to bow on me unless I have it like plywood on top and then sandbags. And you know, I know wood will do the same thing, but is there a trick to get it to be flat, to be more stable?
Wait, I missed the beginning of this. Like, I mean, all I heard was you glued 5 pieces of cardboard together. What are you doing?
So it's like a set piece for theater.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like it's roughly 4 feet by 4 feet. It's a flat sheet made out of cardboard, but I've glued up like 5 layers together to make it more stiff and make it thicker. But when it wants to like always
buckle,
like curl up on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you? So it's basically paper mache. Can you?
It's just cardboard.
Right, but you could kind of do it. So can you do it on top of a piece of plywood and then maybe put screws in like every 6 inches around the perimeter and then a bunch across the middle? And then maybe that'll hold it down until it dries? And, you know, put a bunch of like, or pins instead of screws. Like pin it.
Like it's already dry, but it's like as a dry piece of wood, it wants to like curl up, like the way if you like leave a piece of plywood out in the sun, it'll like curl up on you.
Can you turn it around and maybe turn it around and wet it and get it, flatten it that way, wet it with like paper mache style?
So I wet the side that it's curling away from, like do you wet the side that it's
wet both of them and then turn it up? Can you lay something on top of it to flatten it out?
Yeah
So why don't you put a bunch of...
I've been laying plywood and sandbags on it.
So wet
and
it.
I can get it back flat again.
Wet it
first.
Wet it. Maybe do it with like flour and water. Paint it. Paint the flour and water on, and put something on top of it that's maybe glass, so it doesn't stick to it. Something that's like smooth metal or glass. I don't know. Boy, I'm really, I really would have to see this.
It's a little specific.
But it's the kind of thing where I think you could flatten it out with weight on top, flat weight. And wet and wet it. And then if it buckles again, turn it around, do it from the other side.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Well,
let me know. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Bye. Well, I guess that's it. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam is coming up oh so soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Make great choices. Make great looking choices. Don't do anything terrible. And I don't know. Have a good weekend. See you next week.
Sent me a text, Senior Gigio. He said, "You're live." I said, "I know. I'm live. It's radio. It's WFMU. It's good to go. We are putting needles on records. We are putting needles on records and doing lots of other things. How are you doing, man?"
"I'm fantastic.
Good to see you again."
"Likewise. Grateful to be here once again.
And we're putting needles on records. We're asking Alan, and we're listening to Downtown Soulville. Senior Gigio is on the comments line. We're going to see if we can win him at this contest, which is promoting local Bay Area music. We're coming to you live from Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, back in Jersey City, 43 Montgomery Street, the headquarters for WFMU. We got my man James engineering. Again, shout out, thank you to Scott Williams, who jumped in last week to do the engineering. Going to do a listings of the happenings. We're going to be talking about Africa Bambaata, playing some of his music. He passed away yesterday. And Gigio, you got a show coming up this Sunday, but also another one, too, you were just telling me about coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
That's right. Coming live to a microphone and a stage near you. Something like that.
What is it?
Well, yeah, so this Sunday, I'm going to be in Fresno.
Oh, and by the way, it is raining. We had some lovely weather here today. That ended. The rain came back. And your show in Fresno on Sunday was supposed to be outdoors, but it's affected by this weekend's rain, right?
Well, it's still going to be outdoors, but they just found a different park location where there's a, you know, there's like a covering. Yeah, so it's going to be underneath the overpass at the San Pablo Park in Fresno. It looks pretty cool.
And that is what, from 1 till 7?
From 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., yep.
So you'll have a covering, but no cover. Right?
It's free. It's free for the people.
And your other event coming up?
Is April 25th. It is at the Old Hangout in Concord. And this is presented by the local R&B artist who's doing his thing right now, Rich Music. It's from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. He'll be performing as well as Mama Mia, Niche, Dope Disciple, Christian Dior. I like that name.
I like it, too. Yeah.
And myself. I'll be performing. So 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., $10.
Want to do a shout-out to everybody who's tuned in, joining the comments. This groove has me feeling. It's DJ Alchemy from Wales. And We're going to the album that he did with his buddy MC Buddy, both from Wales, is going to be the featured album today. More about that coming up. But I want to do shout out. I'm feeling laid back. I think people are too on the comments. So shout out going out to Ironside, Will the Sound Guy, Be Now Homeboy, and everybody checking out this show. How do you feel about war?
Oh, war? You know, it sucks. It's lame. We ain't down with it. You know what I'm saying? It's played out.
It's horrible.
It's unoriginal. It's inauthentic.
People die. Why? Why can't we love? Anyway, I thought we'd go back to another war. Persian Gulf War, 1992. And, of course, George Carlin talking about it. And then a song about war. And it's all right here on, what's the station again?
WFM, you know.
Love it.
A lot of things have happened since the last time I saw you. I just want to talk a little bit about that war in the Persian Gulf. Big doings in the Persian Gulf. You know my favorite part of that war? It's the first war we ever had that was on every channel plus cable. And the war got good ratings too, didn't it? Got good ratings. Well, we like war. We like war. We're a war-like people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war in this country every 20 years. So we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Can't build a decent car. Can't make a TV set or a VCR worth the... Got no steel industry left, can't get health care to our old people, can't educate our young people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right? Huh? We can bomb the shit out of your country, all right? Especially if your country is full of brown people. Oh, we like that, don't we? That's our hobby. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country. Tell them to watch the fuck out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. But when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans. The Germans are the only ones. And the only reason for that is because they were trying to cut in on our action.
Think about it, I dare to tell the truth, and if you deny, you'll have to get a drink about it. I'm sobering. I read, I'm mostly black like a Doberman, but stand tall enough to look over it. I'm high, I give you three times to try, studying, close to the pupils like a sty, way too fly. My clouded thoughts are over your head, my style's butter, I'm over the bread. I tote the biscuit at your door like Jehovah's Witness, running this here and I show you fitness. It's a marathon, not a sprint. No in between on the fence. They took it in stride and took a hint. Money spent, fully invested on my next shit. Ace coming with his best pitch. I'm a vet, read my accolades on my press kit. Doing dirt in a fresh fit. It's guilty, guilty. It's a war outside, no man to save from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Getting more outside, you never take from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. It's a war outside, no man to save from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Get more outside, you never take from. It's a war outside, you can't escape from. Yo, I'm the last of a dying breed. It's fireworks when I'm firing up some fireweed. Tires screech when I take them to a higher speed. Spotted G, got them shook from the sight of me. Try and see what it is with a higher beast. I'm contracted, game faces beyond practice. Proceed, my tune is a higher key. Melodies to inspire leagues. Our league is who you try to be. It's whatever for the colony. We say what up if you're following. We got the ends and we got the means. We set the trends, then we set the scene. Round table with a set of kings. I put my thoughts to music and gained everything that I wanted in life. Be prepared for more than a
fight. The battlefield can shorten your life, so get your weapon and your shield. It's a war outside, no man's safe from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Getting more outside, you never take from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. It's a war outside, no man's safe from. It's a storm outside, you can't escape from. Getting more outside, you never take from. It's a war outside, you can't escape from. And when the dust settles, we took it to more levels. Far from the inner city ghetto, where the sounds echo.